1.
Howdy ho there, people of the world and Denver. This is Young Curmudgeon Radio, broadcasting from the old five-star dive bar of El Chorrito at 21st and Larimer in the heart of Denver, Colorado. Beautiful place. Come on down sometime. Place has got brunch.
Brunch.
10 to 2.
Bar time.
Right? Bar time, of course.
Learned today.
Right?
I don't know what that means, Eric.
Bar time. I got here. What that means, Bradley, is that their brunch is from 10 to 2.
Okay.
But it's bar time. Bar time is slightly faster than real time.
It means it starts at 10:30
so
and
today
ends
I got
at
here at 1:47. Brunch was never done.
That wouldn't serve anything, huh?
1:47 real time was like 2:05 bar time.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Well, I had just missed
I
it.
Bar time is it's 18 minutes faster than normal time, everyone. So
mm-hmm. Brad's really good at math.
Get down here at 10:18.
10:18.
And get yourself some brunch every Sunday, 21st and Larimer. Also, open mic comedy every Thursday night starting at
10:30.
10:30-ish.
Also, 10:30. That's comic time. So
yeah,
that's
comic. So show up at 1
time.
O'clock and you'll be fine still.
Yeah.
That's hosted by Nick Gossert every now and then.
Every now and
he's
then.
He's got a project. We should plug Nick's movie.
You want to plug
it? He's making a film. It's called El Tecolote Contra Los Muertos.
Nick Foley's in it.
Yes, he is. He's got a lot of
dude love.
Yeah. He's got. What are they from? The W? Is that WWF or W?
Yeah. WWF. He's got some, back before the lawsuit.
Yeah. He's got some big stars in this film. He's trying to raise some money right now. He's going to have a few more fundraisers. He's going to get a Kickstarter going.
Mm-hmm.
That's our buddy Nick. Make sure when that movie's done, you go and see it.
Which yeah.
That'll be a while, but it's in the works. And El Chorrito also does happy hour every Tuesday to Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. And you get, it's a good deal. You get, for $5, you get 2 PBRs and 3 tacos.
That's
delicious.
That's
yeah, can't beat that.
This also has a Sunday special. You can come down and try to best the bartender in a shootout for hockey.
Yeah, Lucas is out there playing hockey right now.
Well, I think there's people in here now, but he was earlier just playing hockey. This bar exists. People, come hang out at it.
Does.
Come hang out with us.
It's a cool bar. Best one of 5280 called it one of the best dive
bars. I did.
I read
a wonderful write-up in the 5280 magazine just a couple of weeks ago, and it had El Chorrito in it.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was the February edition, but I was staying up on my news. You
there
know,
you go.
I was keeping up. I was at a doctor's office or something.
Nice.
When I was reading it.
It is the five-star dive bar, people.
It was a wonderful write-up.
Yeah. Let's kick back into it. Stefan, how are you doing this week? I'm Brad Galley, by the way.
Oh, yeah, this is Brad Galley. I'm Stefan Williamson.
Say hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
That's Eric Henderson.
Eric Henderson.
Yeah. So, okay. You had a good week, Eric?
I had an all right week. Did you have a good week?
Yeah. The election keep you on your toes?
It did. The order has remained. Life didn't change significantly.
I have to ask. I'll ask Stefan this because you seem to be more up on politics than everyone else. How much would things have really changed if Romney would have won? In your opinion?
Not a whole lot. As far as like those social issues,
uh-huh.
as far as like abortion,
he wouldn't have done anything. Yeah.
It's not like we're going to lose our gun laws because Obama's still in office.
Exactly.
Probably the only thing that would change would be the Health Care Act.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they'd stay in there. If Romney got back in office, he'd spend the next 4 years on trying to get rid of all the medical acts that Obama put in. And that'd be about it. They would still continue to spend, keep the Federal Reserve in, and we'd still be at war in the Middle East. So nothing has changed.
Life is wonderful.
Yep,
I know you voted for...
I just like Obama, that's all.
I like him, too, as a person.
He's a cool mother trucker, you know?
And I voted for him. And
I voted for him, too.
I don't really know why this time.
Well, I voted for him this time because I was terrified of Romney. I don't want to be required to wear special underwear.
Would never have happened.
Not what I heard.
You can't take advice from a bunch of like fucking sycophantic hippies. They're just like, oh, you know, we got to get Obama back in office, or else Romney's going to kick down the doors.
Yeah.
And take our firstborn children.
What this election taught me is that there's really stupid people on both sides. Like, so there's right wing fanatics, and then there's just left wing fucking blowhards as well. Like.
Blowhards.
Yeah, like
there's people on both sides really uninformed on all the issues, and they talk about the stuff that's not important.
Yeah, like this.
What is important? Should we talk about that? What really matters?
What I hope in this election, I hope Republicans learned a lesson that
I think this the healthcare is the. What do you think?
What are you shaking your head at, Stefan?
Never mind. Brad had a topic there for a second. He had a point.
Did Eric just derail it?
You got to wait 30 seconds,
did he give
a millisecond, and then he could get into his next sentence, and then he could say it. But, L, whatever.
It's okay. I'll
say it. What were you saying? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be so rude.
That's fine, Eric. I was hoping that maybe Republicans learned a lesson this time that they just can't beat the dead horse with, I mean, the gay marriage and the abortion. I mean, because you had a lot of people vote.
The Republicans want to beat a dead horse with gay marriage?
Because they're always, we need to protect marriage equality and we need to repeal Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
But the country, they're not moving in that direction. And eventually I'm hoping the Republicans, they'll become more progressive with social issues. And, I don't know, get back to some true conservative ideals,
yeah.
You know?
It's strange, the Republicans, they always, like, attack abortion as in, like, it's a vice. They approach it like it's a vice.
Yeah.
Not that it's a, like, it's an option in medical services. Because they look at it, it's just like, oh, well, people, they just want the freedom to go around and just have abortions all willy-nilly. Like, you know, no one talks about their abortions when they have it.
They're not proud things.
Yeah, no one's all walking around going, I had an abortion. And no one's abortion has ever fucking ruined their life. You know what has ruined their lives? Kids.
Yes.
Having kids that they didn't want.
That's a good point.
It makes them just get all sorts of pissed.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, it's practically, getting an abortion is like, it's sometimes like cutting your leg off to escape from a bear trap, you know, but that's all you're fucking trying to do. You just got to gnaw your leg off.
Terrible situation.
Yeah, or else you're gonna die in the woods hungry.
It's fucking
brilliant.
And so
it's like, that's what you have to do, you know. Animals fucking abort if they know they can't take care of it. If a horse knows it can't take care of a baby, then it will just throw itself on the ground repeatedly until it kills the fetus.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. That's exactly what they do. They kill it, and then it'll.
Science
that's
is wonderful.
And that's it. That's nature.
It's a horse abortion.
That's the laws of nature.
Learned so many things from Stefan.
Yeah.
I love his fucking
Republicans
Elizabethan knowledge.
Yeah,
his Elizabeth, Colorado
like,
info.
I think, okay, this is what I believe. This election has gained nothing as far as rights. I mean, if anything, we've lost our rights to it. Because, anyway.
It proves that we're still fools.
It is. No. What makes us fools is that we both fell for the same song and dance between the two politicians. What people really don't realize when they're always just like, when people vote for Obama because they don't want Romney, it's because they're very confused. They're voting for someone that they're not really behind, but they vote for him because they're afraid of the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? All right, so it's like, okay, if you want someone on your team, would you do, okay, all right, here. If you want a friend, okay, if you could choose a friend between either Aquaman or fucking Doomsday, the guy that beat, you know, Superman to death. If you could choose between those two guys being your friends, you would choose Aquaman, right? Not because he's cool and because you really like him, but just because you just know, well, at least he's not going to beat my face in. You know? That's why you vote for Obama.
Uh-huh.
And then people, but
they,
like, no one looks into, like, the third-party candidates. Sorry, I'm going to go a little bit, I think, on this.
It's fine.
But,
you got like, some speed. Just
I got some speed.
You got this, buddy.
Like, people don't vote for, like, the third-party guys because they're like, oh, that's just a throwaway vote. Well, then what's your vote if you vote for either Romney because you hate Obama or you vote for Obama because you're afraid of Romney?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's a throwaway vote right there, too.
Yeah. People were doing that on both sides. Like, I heard it more. It's because I have more, I think, left-leaning friends that they were just more afraid of Romney. But more people, there are a lot of Republicans who are like, eh, Romney kind of sucks, but at least he's not Obama. And that seemed to be what this election was about. No one really liked people compared this to the 2004 election, but at least in 2004, people, I think they liked John Kerry and
John McCain.
And they liked Bush. No, this is 2004 when Kerry was running against Bush. People compared this election to that election.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I think more people liked Bush and more people liked Kerry in that election. And clearly Bush won re-election that time.
Because Kerry said nothing.
Didn't Bush not get the popular vote that time, too? No, he did get the popular
vote. He didn't get the popular vote in 2000.
Yeah.
That was a controversy.
Right.
People think he stole Florida.
But
Florida just keeps fucking up every single election.
Yeah, that's a great state to have the election come down to every time because we all know how Florida is just full of very intelligent people.
What the fuck? Are they busy playing shuffleboard that they can't count the fucking election, the ballots at the same pace?
It's just full of wackos.
What the fuck?
I think they still. I read something on Friday. Like, they still don't know who won Florida. Like, it's irrelevant now.
They released it yesterday. They finally got it
figured
out.
Did Obama win
it? It was Obama, finally yesterday. The election's been over for 2 years now, and they finally got their results in. Congratulations. Mm. I mean, what was it? That was what? The 2000 election? That was 12 years ago? 12 years ago, you still can't figure out. No other state has any problem at all. Except for fucking Florida.
What?
I think for the next election, I think we should vote to see if we still want Florida to be a state.
But what if this? Like, Florida does report their problems with their voting, and what if they're the only states that do report their problems with their count?
They're just the most honest state.
Or they're the only one. Or from now on, Florida is the only one that if you win Florida, you win. That's it.
Yeah.
Either one of the two.
The whole election comes down to Florida, either, Eric.
Yeah, or we vote to see if we want to keep Florida.
Okay.
Next, four more years.
You have nothing but good ideas. I love it.
I know. I think once I'm old enough, I'm going to run for some sort of office.
You should. Yeah. I'd vote for you.
You know how it should work, though?
I just love to see you in the fucking House of Representatives just interrupting people. Just with fucking your nonsense bills that you want to pass through.
But have you thought about time travel?
That is what you would do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It'd be fun for me.
Just fucking.
Do you guys remember Fraggle Rock at all?
Just pissing off Ted Kennedy.
That's what we should try to base our economy off of, is the similarities between.
Yeah. One interesting thing, which I don't really like, I don't like the Electoral College rule. I think it should be just, why can't it just be the popular vote?
Yeah, we have the technology to do it.
Yeah, see, that started. I think that's because back in the old times, we weren't able to track everybody. Like now, we could all do it with our cell phones, probably.
Or at least I found this out about Maine and Nebraska. They're the only two states where they split up their electoral votes. Like if you have a district, like whatever congressional district, like if one congressional district goes for Obama but another one goes for Romney, they'll each get electoral votes from that state, which I think all states should do that. Because the Democrats, I mean, in the last, I don't know how many ever elections, they always get California. And that's 55 electoral votes right there. And I'm pretty sure every congressional district, they might, but I'm pretty sure, I haven't done the research, I'm pretty sure not everyone goes for Obama. So if you could somehow get a few electoral votes for the Republican candidate from Florida.
Yeah, because California is like the kicker. You know, if
that's
you
just
don't
nice
that,
to have that.
Yeah, that's been like a Democrat state for so long.
It's never in play.
Because for the most part, because I was watching the followings, and it was like, oh, Obama's up by 2, now Romney's up by 3, now Obama's back up by 2, you know, Romney's up by 12, but Obama still has California coming, and that's 55.
It's a big push, yeah.
So,
but he always has Oregon and Washington right there, too, so that's like 65
in the bag. The whole West Coast
in the bag.
Blue.
Yeah.
And Colorado that was blue. Like 72, at least 72 votes right there between Oregon, Washington, and California.
Well, do you know why we have the Electoral College?
No.
Do you know why?
Why?
Well, I mean, it was made
in America's reality.
This is not
we took something
all.
That made sense, but we don't care.
For the hell of it.
Yeah.
Well, like, the reason why they did that is because at one point it was, they just kind of thought to themselves, all right, like, the votes from, say, North Dakota shouldn't be weighed as the same as the ones from California because
there's less people in North Dakota.
Yes, because whatever decision
it's all based
is,
off
it's gonna,
of population.
Yeah, yeah. What?
It's literal, Eric. I love it.
Yeah, it's
good. It's just supposed to be funny. It's okay.
Yeah. It's fine. So, never mind.
It's the same with Texas. That's a state that's always red. And there, what did you say about the pipeline? Thing, like people from Texas highly influence how that pipeline thing is going to be decided, but it's not going to affect them at all.
Yeah, it doesn't affect them at all.
It's happening in Alaska.
Yeah, it's going to affect people in like the Dakotas and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's very weird that now it's like population is pretty much gives a state power, while it should be the other way around. The more natural resources that they have, the more land that they have,
that should count for something
too.
Yeah,
that should definitely count.
For shit like Wyoming,
Texas valuable.
Is land valuable
in Texas?
Are you?
It's
never
Texas.
Mind. I'm not even going to answer that question.
Speaking
I don't even want to go there on a road trip, let alone.
I know, but land is
like,
always
pack
been
up all my shit and
valuable.
Go and try to make a life there.
No.
I don't know.
Speaking of Texas, Stefan and I will be in San Antonio this Saturday at the LOL Comedy Club.
Yep.
Doing the midnight show.
To be telling jokes in that worthless land they have down there.
With our buddy Joe Calise.
Oh, this is something that's really happening.
This is happening.
This is really happening.
We'll be doing that show. And what was I going to say? Like, fucking Wyoming. I mean, there's only 500,000 people that live in that whole state.
Yeah.
But it's a big state, and they only have 3 electoral votes.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Romney.
Yeah, but it didn't count for nothing.
Yeah.
This is what I really don't get. I think I'm going to say this piece, and I'm going to be done on talking about election shit until...
I have one more thing. Go ahead.
All right, but... I find it very interesting that everyone was very, they always say like, oh, it's the choice between two evils, you know, the lesser of two evils.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And it's very hard to determine, like, it's very hard to see the differences between the two parties, aside from some wedge issues like abortion and gun laws and shit like that. You know, stuff that it really isn't that important as far as, like, say, reworking how our economy is, you know, disbanding the Federal Reserve, stuff like that. Like, that is what's really important. And with some, and also, like, foreign wars, you know. They're both for foreign wars. No matter what people think, Obama's, like, all nice and peaceful. Like, fuck no. He's going to go and attack Iran. We're going to be over there. Iran, excuse me. But anyway.
Is that how you say it? I don't know.
Yep, it's Iran.
Is that what the war is over? They're upset because of the pronunciation?
No.
Is that why we're
fighting? It's not Iraq.
Okay.
It's Iraq.
I mean, you ever have somebody spell your name wrong? That's upsetting.
Yeah, it is.
What's
their
dictator's name?
So,
Mahmoud something?
Don't fuck that up.
Oh, yeah, don't say it three times.
He's a creep.
He'll be here.
He's a huge anti-Semite.
But what I was going to... When people say, like, that they don't know, that you can't really see the difference between the two parties, it's because they're exactly the same. Like, at one point, they were the same party.
Right.
Like, we're talking, like, how they split was kind of like how the Crips and the Bloods became to be. Like, they were all Bloods at one point.
They both came out of the Black Panther Party, Crips and Bloods.
Well, yeah, that was through Black Panther.
They have
power.
The same colors. This is so interesting.
It is, like, but at one point... in opposition of the Federalists, which was like Adams back in the day, there was the Democratic Republican Party. And eventually, that was split. And it was like in 1858.
There was the Whig Party for a long time.
The Whigs were the
ballers. They were the OGs, right? Like
the Whigs actually disbanded
George
before
Washington
the Civil War even happened.
Right?
No, the Whig Party happened when George Washington was dead.
Oh, okay.
This happens.
Civil
War.
The Whigs became the Republicans.
No, they did not.
Yeah, they did.
The Whigs disbanded.
They formed into the Republican Party.
Nope, the Whigs were gone.
With Abraham Lincoln. I read that book once.
Nope, it's not what happens. It's not what happened at all.
Abraham Lincoln was president, Stefan.
He was the first
president of the Republican Party. Which was made
no, he wasn't.
Majorly
no,
a
no, he
party.
Wasn't. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Don't repeat that kind of
you
stuff because he wasn't.
You don't know anything. You didn't vote for the Republican Party or the Democrat Party.
No, exactly, because I'm trying to make a fucking point.
Because of that.
You're
talking
yelling,
about
Stefan.
Eric,
we're going
to
make
Stefan
had
something
outside.
To say. Eric, we're going to let him talk. Stefan.
Jesus.
Like he forgot.
No, I remember.
Talking about the Federalists and then the Democrats.
Okay, so I remember. They were together.
I think we have other topics on the list, too.
All right, I'm done.
Jesus Christ.
I'm done.
Oh, God. Stefan's done. I have one more thing to add about the election. Some Republicans, they were very upset about Obama's reelection. And there's a guy out there. He's a libertarian. His name's Eric Dondereau. He's a former Ron Paul aide, actually. And he blogs at libertarianrepublican.net. And in a post on Wednesday, this is what old Mr. Dondereau had to say. All family and friends, he's talking about cutting off ties with all Democrats in your life. He says, all family and friends, even close family and friends, who I know to be Democrats, are hereby dead to me. I vow never to speak to them again for the rest of my life or have any communications with them.
He's going to have a hard time going out in the public and, like there's going to be, like, waitresses at restaurants.
Pretty sure this guy doesn't care what people think about him.
Is he going to start going to Republican-only parties?
Probably. There's more to this, though, Eric. Just wait a minute. Or have any communications with them. They are, in short, the enemies of liberty. They deserve nothing less than hatred and utter contempt. I strongly urge all other libertarians to do the same. Are you married to someone who voted for Obama? Have a girlfriend who voted O? Divorce them. Break up with them without haste. Vow not to attend family functions, Thanksgiving dinner, or Christmas, for example, if there will be any family members in attendance who are Democrats. Do you work for someone who voted for Obama? Quit your job. Co-workers who voted for Obama, simply don't talk to them in the workplace unless your boss instructs you to for work-related only purposes. Have clients who voted Democrat? Call them up and tell them to take their business elsewhere. Have a neighbor who votes for Obama? You could take a crap on their lawn.
Yeah. Is that really what it says?
Yes, he's writing this. Then again, probably not a good idea since it would be technically illegal to do this. But you could have your dog take care of business. Not your fault
that's
if he just happens to choose their particular spot. And that's what Dondereau had to say about it. And that wasn't satire. That's a real guy.
No.
It used to be a Ron Paul aide.
God bless that man.
Who wrote that. He's got his opinions.
It's a good opinion.
He's got his opinions.
Yes, he does, but I mean...
You gotta respect that.
Yeah. It's not just, I mean, I don't know. The Republican Party, they're not, I mean, they're not great either.
No, they both suck.
I should have went third party this year. If I would have gone third party, I would have voted for Jill Stein.
Yep.
The Green Party candidate. I liked her. She actually got arrested a week before the election.
For what?
What?
People in Texas were protesting against the pipeline, and she went there to, like, I guess, give them food or something. Yeah. I don't know the whole story, but she got arrested. It was, like, the Wednesday before election. It was Halloween, actually.
She got arrested for trying to give somebody food?
Yeah. This is not the first time she's been arrested, I don't think. Which is kind of why I like her.
It's isn't that form of a...
She heavy on prison reform?
Them?
Huh?
Isn't that a form of, like, feeding a mob?
I think so.
Like you're promoting the mob to stay there and continually protest by giving them food?
Yeah.
Like, that happens a lot.
Aren't there starving people everywhere?
It's kind of like inciting a riot in a way. You're just...
Yeah, exactly. You're fueling the troops.
Yeah.
You're keeping them there. You're giving cause to their credence.
That's why I like her. I fucking respect anyone. Like, Martin Luther King was arrested. Like, I only have faith in, like, presidents and people that were fucking shot. Like, that's why I think Kennedy was good, is because someone killed him. He was going to try to do something different. Because
he was trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
That's why I think Lincoln was great. Someone fucking killed him. They
also
didn't.
Because he was trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Yep. Was. A lot
and
of people were upset about that whole slave thing.
The only presidents that ever brought up getting rid of the Federal Reserve Bank are also the only presidents that were assassinated.
Yeah. Well, there was other presidents that were assassinated, but I mean... Who was the other guy? McKinley? Was he fucking shot?
McKinley was shot, yeah.
Yeah, but
he was assassinated, too.
Yeah.
I think he was, yeah.
That's back when guys just shot guys, though.
There's been a couple that have been shot and then didn't die.
Yeah, Reagan was shot.
Reagan was shot, and then somebody else didn't. Didn't somebody respect try to
Reagan.
Shoot Jackson? Didn't he get shot while he was in office?
Jackson, like, he was in a duel.
He was
when
a duel,
yeah.
I mean, but didn't somebody, there was an assassination attempt on him?
Well, I think he got shot in the duel and then he killed the other guy.
Yeah, no, that happened as well. I mean, like, that, I'm thinking, like, a separate, times were crazy back in the olden days. But wasn't there also, like, I think it was a failed assassination attempt. Wasn't he famous for dueling before he was president?
Yeah, probably.
And then he became president, and then I think somebody tried to kill him.
Which is funny. Mm-hmm. Andrew Jackson was actually the first leader of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
With Moore. Yeah. They both...
So they were the first liberals, huh?
Yep. Also slave owners. The Democrats were once the slave owners, and the Republicans were once the freedom fighters. And
that's
now somehow
weird.
It's flipped.
How did that switch?
Because people are stupid.
Because
this, like,
no,
because if you look at it, the politics of Democrats right now is the same mentality of a slave owner. Because... When the North would argue against slave trade, they're like, oh, no, well, we're not really being mean to them. We're taking care of them. They are working our land, but we're providing them with food and shelter and medical care. Well, that's the exact same thing they're doing right now. They're trying to impose a larger government, saying, like, don't worry, that's all right. We'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about those things as long as you keep working. And then you'll get food, shelter, and medical care. It's the same mentality.
Makes sense.
But people are just so fucking stupid. And they're just like, they're preserving our rights. Like, no, instead they're giving you their choices.
As people do have, I mean, somewhat free will now, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they don't have to be a part of that. Like, they can better themselves.
Yeah, but how do you enslave people with money? You entice them with more comforts.
Good
and
point.
That's how you do it. You keep them just kind of, it's like that carrot right in front of that donkey.
Yeah.
Which is,
I think what it became is, like, the Republicans somehow became the party of the Christians, like it became the religious, like, evangelical party.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Well, that's because they brought upon their religious beliefs, their moral beliefs of just, like, why are these people enslaved? Mm-hmm. Is that a right thing to do? Because every man is created equal in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. That's why they were the moral party, because they had religion backing their morals.
Yeah, but it's weird now, like, the people that think that slavery was a good idea now, they're clearly racist people.
Yeah.
But they're all Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there is slavery in the Bible, too.
It's because somehow there was just a flip in the social consciousness of people started to see Christians as radicals. And it kind of came back upon, because then Christians also hate against other things, not just because of your skin color,
yeah.
but because of what you did. and like your vices, and now that puts you in a box.
Mm.
So, anyway.
Well, the main part where I mean Christians are losing people now is, I mean, it's the same-sex marriage debate, and it's pro-choice, pro-life.
Yeah. Simple wedge issues that shouldn't be dealt with in the White House.
Yeah.
That's a localized thing. States should vote on it. Whatever. Deal with it that way. And, I don't know.
Right.
Because why would you want to get married in a state where people hate you?
That's a good point.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, everyone should have the right to do it wherever, but... Hello.
There's a cop driving by. Slow down. Jesus.
That was
in a big rush.
Speeding. Jeez.
So do you have anything else to add about election 2012, Henderson?
No, I don't.
Amendment 64 passed. We didn't talk about that.
We don't have to.
You don't want to?
Yeah, we don't have to.
Okay.
That's a whole nother.
Is that a whole episode?
That's a whole nother 45 minutes about the federal government coming and shoving their dick up Colorado's ass. That's what's going to happen. Thanks for inviting the feds, everyone. I voted no.
Yeah.
So once all the trouble starts, it's the beginning of the weed wars, I think. It's going to be the next civil war is going to be.
The weed wars?
It's going to be based off of marijuana. Because this is going to be, I mean, this is just going to be the start of the people saying, hey, federal government, go fuck yourself. And then it's going to be the federal government being all like, but we're the federal government. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it's going to start a lot of static, and it's going to make life unnecessary, and there's going to be a lot of change.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay.
It's also going to increase tourism. There's going to be a bunch of fucking idiots running around the streets of Denver.
There will be.
Looking for weed. And then.
Some would say that's a good thing. I don't know, though.
It's going to boost the economy, for sure.
Nice. That's what it's all about.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the next topic on this agenda?
Let's see.
Stefan's got his phone covering the list. Election. Angry Republicans, we did that. Oh, Stefan, you had something you wanted to talk about.
Oh.
Your right. blog.
Right. If you want to hear more about what we just talked about or anything, you should visit crazedandconfused.blogspot.com.
You can check it out.
Look into some shit.
Crazed and Confused.
Crazedandconfused.blogspot.com.
I'm thinking of Dazed and Confused.
No, much. Confused. That was a good Dazed. Movie.
Was.
Matthew McConaughey Great. Should run for president.
Yeah.
Should he?
Yeah, man.
Would you vote for Matthew McConaughey?
Probably. He seems like a real cool guy.
Who would be his running mate?
That's a good question.
Is it?
I don't
expecting
know.
To be
Who
quick
be
though, which
his?
I don't know,
Who
something silly.
Mila Kunis?
Yes, Mila Kunis. McConaughey Kunis, 2016. Kunis. It's like saying Mila Kunis' name. Mila Kunis.
And then we could just pray for a vice presidential sex scandal. She's so hot. Mila Kunis.
I don't even know if she's married. It wouldn't even be a scandal. It'd just be
she's
her having
married?
Sex with people.
To who?
I don't think she's married. That's why it wouldn't be a scandal.
Well, she's the vice president. It would be a scandal.
If she has sex, it's a scandal?
That's scandalous, man.
So if Obama, just simply him
if
having
Obama
sex with his wife
down
is a scandal?
With his wife, that's normal. That's normal. But if he was getting down with somebody that wasn't his wife, that'd be scandalous.
Well, yeah, because he's married. But what if he wasn't married? And he was just banging it out. I think the last president that wasn't married was Taft.
Was he?
I'm sure Taft was getting laid.
Swimming in it.
Yeah.
Was Teddy married?
I think he was.
This guy like Teddy Roosevelt just seems like he just didn't have
wasn't
a wife.
He married to Eleanor Roosevelt?
No, that's Franklin.
Franklin. Okay.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Have there been any presidents that were actually like, you know, like secretly, you know, gay married?
Well, who was, was one that was a cross-dresser.
Undocumented, maybe?
A cross-dresser?
He's like, he was known to be a cross-dresser. Who was that president?
Are you thinking about J. Edgar Hoover?
Yes.
That guy was, he was head of the FBI.
He wasn't president, right?
He was never president, no. He was a cross-dresser and a pederast.
I was a pedo,
too?
I'm
sure he was. God, if you cross-dress, you got a lot of weird shit. You're
if you that's all, come on, Steve.
And then, but just, I mean, just by the way he sounded like he
cross-dressing,
probably,
it's a pretty normal thing.
What are you doing over there, Stephanie?
It's not, I wouldn't say most men do it, but most men that do it are straight males. I don't think it necessarily makes
you
a pedo.
Are you trying to say that you dress up,
straight up,
Brad?
I'm just saying from what I've heard.
I'm a straight
like
man,
clothes.
I don't do it. I feel like there's holes in your statistics.
Well, most men that are cross-dressers are straight males.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
They like to dress up in women's clothes. It's their own little thing.
I know.
Doesn't necessarily mean they're touching young boys.
Whoa.
That's what fucking Stefan said. If he's a cross-dresser, he's probably
that.
A pederast.
Well, Well, maybe just Hoover.
Maybe
okay.
Just him.
Majority I'm sure there's exceptions to every rule.
Yeah, there was something wrong with J. Edgar Hoover.
My mind's on you. I mean, my eyes are on you. All right, yeah. Cross-dressers.
That's not a normal thing.
Is
you're
that
all
what you think
fucking
about?
Suspect.
Stefan gets into cross-dressers. He's not a cross-dresser himself, but he likes to think about it.
No, I'm just on watch.
I don't get that. That seems... It's a lot of work for women to get ready, and it's too much, dude. Like, why would you want to do that?
It would have to be, like, twice the amount of work for a man.
Yeah. It'd be so uncomfortable, man.
God,
you'd have
I
to
know.
Shave everything, and you'd have to... I couldn't... It's walking in heels fucking sounds
walking
awful.
Walking in heels, Brad wouldn't do it.
Fucking, I don't have a good heel foot. Would look fucking awful in some pumps. Just stumbling around
would,
in my
I
awful
just,
skirt.
I would probably be awful at it. I'd probably pick all the wrong colors.
You would
be mismatched. It would just be terrible.
Yeah, you would be an awful
I'd
woman.
I'd be a terrible crossdresser.
Eric would suck as a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, make sure you get on crazedandconfused.blogspot.
Thank you.
Check that out. Stefan's good. He's a good writer. He's got stuff to say, people. Eric, you had a... Stefan's phone's ringing. It's all right. You have a band that you want to talk about? Your friend's band, Elway?
Yeah, there's a band from Fort Collins called Elway.
Very good.
They're a pretty good band. You guys may have heard of them. They're currently stranded in San Francisco.
Not a bad place to be stranded.
Right, but they're
stranded
still
nonetheless.
They're still stranded.
Yeah.
And then their equipment, all their gear is in Oakland. That's a bad place to leave your stuff.
Yeah.
Unsupervised, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
But they were they totaled their van in a car accident. It was I guess they were driving through the snowy hills of California. And just ran into, they turned a blind corner and ran into a sea of tail lights and then ended up running into a semi-truck.
Jesus.
And then the semi-truck was fine. But,
of course it was.
Their van was totaled. And so they opened a PayPal for their cause. They're taking donations to see if they can't get a new van or some sort of help trying to get back home. So
yeah,
if you go to
fucking bus ticket
if you go
movie.
To google.com and then type in the band Elway, you might get... Find their Facebook page. I'm sure it's on there.
That's the only way you can direct them to
I
it?
Don't, I actually
go
don't
go to Google? Is that what you said? They're going to be in San Fran for a long time.
I don't actually have the link for
the
it.
The one person that listens to this podcast, and we tell them to go to Google, type in Elway, and once you get to the 10th page, because the first 9 pages are all about John Elway, you find the band Elway.
Well,
you click on their Facebook page, then you add them. Wait till they accept your friend request, and then maybe you see if they put up a link to their PayPal account, and then maybe you could give them $10.
Oh, God, they're going to die.
They need a new van.
They do need a new van, but is there like a link to their PayPal that people
need
to get to?
They need a new PR guy.
I'm sure. I don't have it in front of me.
You don't have it in front of you. Well, there's
a
band. Oh, boy. Just go Facebook. I'm sure you guys are all on Facebook. It's 2012. Go on Facebook. Type in Elway. Look for the band from Fort Collins.
Their band's name was Vanzig. That's funny.
They had a band called Vanzig. Go to, I'm sure, or go to PayPal and type in Elway. I'm sure you can get directed to it.
Poor Elway.
But that's just a plug. I mean, and if not, check out the band Elway.
They're
a good
band.
Buy their CD.
If nothing else, go download their shit off the internet for free.
You're just great.
Oh, they were.
God, you're awful, Eric. Steal from them and don't support them. You'll give them money for their van.
Well, they need. I'm trying to help.
Anyway, their music gets out there, though. Thank you, Eric.
People know. No, they actually got a. They're pretty popular. They're opening for NOFX on a tour soon.
Nice.
And then, John Elway tried to sue them.
Fuck him.
Yeah, because of the likeness, and it didn't fly. And then they got, that sort of started a fire. But yeah, they pissed off. They actually upset John Elway. The band used to be called 10-4 Eleanor. And they changed the name, and then they almost got sued.
You know that Pearl Jam, when they first started, the name was Mookie Blaylock? That was the name of their band. He was a basketball player for the Bulls.
Really?
And, he found out about it, and he made them change the name of their band. They were called Mookie Blaylock. And that's why their first album, it was called 10. It was Pearl Jam 10. Mookie Blaylock's number was 10. And that's why they named their first album 10, because they named their band Mookie Blaylock for some reason.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It was just the name of a fucking basketball player, and they were trying to be cute, I guess.
Oh, that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Was he a basketball player, and were they from Seattle?
Yeah, but he was a player for the Bulls.
Oh.
Pearl Jam was from Seattle.
And then you just said all that.
I did.
I'm still trying. You gave me so much shit that I'm trying to find the link for that PayPal.
People will find it.
But I can't. That's why I thought the Google thing was a brilliant idea. Now you made me feel bad.
The Google thing?
The Google thing.
It's Google Elway.
Just
type in Elway Fort Collins music, and you should get there. Either, anyway, just support that band. They're a good band.
Yeah, good guys, good people.
And you had a
stuck in San Francisco.
They are stuck in San Fran. It's a cool city. Eric, you had you brought some headlines.
Yeah, I read some headlines today. I didn't read I didn't actually read the articles.
Just wrote down the headlines.
I wrote down the headlines.
And I think we're gonna make up what we think these articles are about. This is gonna be a new young curmudgeon radio segment. Called some fake news. What's the first headline, Eric?
First headline that I read, very important, breaking news. Demi Moore turns 50, visits India.
Ooh.
That's what she did. That's all she did.
She still looks good for 50.
I skipped over that one. Another one that I read was, I feel like it's very important, but Israel fires missile into Syria as warning. I didn't read that one either, but that one sounds important. And then the third one that I read was Boehner tells House GOP to fall in line.
It's Boehner.
Boehner.
It's Boehner.
It's spelled Boehner.
Yes, it is.
Does he know that?
I'm sure he's aware.
Is he aware? Yeah.
I don't know.
He grew up at one time.
That explains a lot, because the other one I read after that
I'm sure that was about he was telling them to fall in line because the GOP just kept calling him Boehner.
Okay, is that what it was? Because the other one I read says Boehner stands firm against tax hike.
Okay.
And, you know, I can only hope that.
I'm trying to think what fucking state John Boehner's from.
Is it Boehner?
It could
I don't
be
know,
Boehner.
Man.
It could be pronounced Boehner, but he wants people to say it's Boehner because you don't want your last name to be fucking
obviously.
Boehner.
He probably should have just changed it.
Yeah. You think?
You think you know a lot about politics, Stefan. Is it Boehner or Boehner?
It's Boehner.
It's Boehner.
It's Boehner.
What state's he from?
He's from Wisconsin. You have the internet on your computer?
I don't remember where he's from.
I don't know how it works.
fucking Eric. You had other shit, too.
Yeah, well, that's other stuff.
Oh.
That's it for me.
Top five. What is this?
That was a thing. That was just a thing that I had read. I read another article about the...
The top five regrets of the...
I guess somebody had it in to interview the dying people of the world.
Oh, yeah.
And this was the survey of the top five regrets for it.
Number one.
It's conducted by Reader's Digest, too, by the way.
Top five regrets of the dying. The dying. I love that. Number one is the courage to live a life that was true to me.
Jesus Christ.
This is really depressing shit.
Oh, my God. That's number one,
number
right?
Two,
yeah.
Number two is my favorite. Go ahead.
I wish I didn't work so hard.
Just fuck it. I wish that was the thing.
Number three, express your feelings. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Number four, stayed in touch with friends. Ugh.
Lame.
It's just...
pussy.
Number five, let myself be happier.
Jesus. Most people, they refuse to be, I guess most of the people that are dying were not happy while they were healthy and were able to be alive, and now they're dying and upset with themselves.
Yeah. They've just been upset the whole time.
Yo, my grandpa
upset
said
the whole time.
Died.
I guess so the moral of that article is that life is just miserable. So cheer up or just die upset.
Go for the gusto, people.
Yeah, the gusto.
Life,
you only get one
short.
Turn on this rock.
You know, shoot for the stars. The last thing my grandpa said was...
Should we make more space references?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Are you looking up John Boehner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking up.
What did your grandpa say?
I did an image result, you guys, and I don't want to tell you what I just saw.
Who gives a fuck?
We weren't derailing you. Just say it.
No, that's all right. I'm going to get some water.
Stefan's leaving.
Stefan's not into this.
I wanted to hear what he had to say. God damn it, Stefan.
It's all right, man.
Right. He's taking off.
I was really hoping for a Boehner Wikipedia.
Yeah. Boy, this fucking episode is just taking a turn.
Well, Stefan's not here anymore. There is a Boehner Wikipedia. The image search was terrifying.
For Boehner?
For Boehner.
Yeah, how did you spell it? He doesn't spell his name Boehner. It's Boehner.
I know.
Let me see the computer.
What state he's from. He looks like a Boehner.
Stefan's entering back into the room. What did your grandpa say, Stefan? Because I was interested to say it. Eric. Be still for a moment.
I didn't do anything.
Stefan Williamson, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know what... what a weird way to come. It's like, oh, right, so my grandpa's last words before he fucking died.
I want to hear this.
He said...
It's a good cliffhanger. You teased it well.
Yeah, he just kind of... he just kind of looked up and he's like... It's like, yeah. He's like, he was in a lot of pain when he was dying. He's like, if I knew I was going to live so long... I've taken better care of myself.
That's what he said.
He died.
He died right after he said that?
Well, I guess his very last words were, my grandma says, go to Jesus, Garnet. And he goes, he doesn't fucking want me. gone, and that was it.
So your dad was, your grandpa, he was heckling the afterlife as he was dying?
No.
Oh, that's great.
It wasn't like he said, like, it was kind of really, like, sad, and he was like, yeah, no, but he doesn't actually want me. Like he just found out, like, as he was dying, and then Jesus was like, no, and, like, hands him his ticket to where he's going. Like, oh, what?
Purgatory.
Man. Yeah. He probably didn't even end up in. He probably didn't even end up in purgatory. My grandpa never like sat around for anything, so yeah. He probably went straight to hell.
Just said he got to purgatory and said, "Fuck this."
He's like, "Oh God, I'm just going straight to hell."
Enough of this.
They gave him a proposition like, "Well, you can't keep. You can like haunt your wife until she's dead, or you can go straight to hell." He's like, "Just send me to hell.
Yeah,
I'll be fine. Hung out with her long enough."
Seven, you have a cool family. You also have some weirdos. Some
meanies, man.
Took that fucking trip down to Springs together. Was that story you told me? What's that? Your family used to have, like, death photos?
Oh, no. They never had death photos. That was the song we were talking about.
Okay.
How back in the day they used to take death photos of families. Because, you know, that was just their way of, remembering them or something.
It's creepy.
Because maybe it's because back in the day, you know, it took forever to take a photo. You had to sit, you know, really still.
Uh-huh.
So maybe just the one time you can get the whole family together for a big shot is when everyone died of cholera.
It's awful.
And you just put them up and took pictures of them. It's pretty spooky. Look it up, people. Death photos. Family death photos. Look it up. And then if you really want to warp your brain, look up some Chris Farley death pics. Okay?
They have those?
Oh, yeah.
God, I don't want to see that.
Dude. Look at that. That will ruin your idea of what comedy is.
Are they similar to, what's his name? Shit.
I don't know.
Lenny Bruce?
Oh, they have death pictures of him.
Yeah, he died naked in a bathroom.
I'm sure Farley, just by the way he looked, I'm sure it's a little more.
Farley.
He died naked in the bathroom, too, I think.
Yeah.
No, he died on the floor of an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Or a hotel room.
Oh, yeah, there was, like, a girl. Yeah. I remember watching. I watched, like, a brief, like, documentary story, and they actually interviewed the
hooker?
I was going to say, I was almost positive it was a hooker, but I didn't want to overspeak. But, yeah, the hooker that was with him.
Yep.
And then she had just, like, left because.
His last words to her were, "Don't leave me."
Were they?
And he died.
Jesus.
Right there. Yeah, Chris Farley's death pics kind of look like a beached dead whale. You know, when it's all bloated before they blow it up. That's Chris Farley laying there.
That's
awful. Pretty gnarly.
He's beloved, Stefan. I don't know why you would talk about him.
Oh, no, he was. He was. But, you know, fuck. You can see
don't
that.
Don't do heroin.
You
love
that.
Farley. I don't think heroin was his problem. Just a lot
cocaine.
Of coke. A lot of booze, too. A
lot of cocaine.
God, he was
you can see
mess.
It foaming out of his mouth. Photo. You can see a big foam of cocaine.
This is wonderful, Stefan. Thanks for this wonderful story. I'm so
hey,
glad
you're the
wanted,
one that,
is that
brought
what
up
wanted
death.
To say the entire time you were upset that we kept interrupting you, and what you really wanted to just talk about was Chris Farley's death photos. So thank you for
yes,
that.
Did you find
yes,
some information
that's
on
wonderful.
That's where
John Boehner?
He's Boehner's from Ohio.
Boehner's from Ohio.
Yeah.
Is he a senator or a representative?
He's a senator.
Senator?
In the House of Representatives.
Okay.
And he lives above the garage with the Seavers.
Jesus. Well, it's about time we wrap this up. We've been,
you think so?
Yeah, I've been timing us. We've been on for about 40.
It's a good episode.
Let's wrap it up.
43 minutes and 30 seconds. All right, let's wrap this up. Plugs,
thank
gentlemen.
You. If you made it this far, I appreciate it.
You got anything to plug, Eric?
No.
You have nothing?
Nothing.
But you're featuring at Jake's?
Yeah, I'm featuring at Jake's in 2 weeks, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, 38th and Walnut. Excellent food, wonderful environment, excellent show. I'm featuring.
Attaboy.
That's all I know about
Check that out. That'd be a good show. Who's headlining?
It's at Jake's.
It's not important. Eric's 39th featuring.
39th and Walnut, Saturday after Thanksgiving.
What do you got going? I know Stefan and I will be in Texas this weekend. All I know is we'll be Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be at the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio at the doing the midnight show with our good friend Joe Calise. And we'll be just doing other shows around Texas. We have one at a bar that Monday. I think the bar is called Retox. And
yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else. For the bar is called Retard. Some funny jokes.
We had retards. That'll probably be at 8, maybe 9 o'clock. I don't know. And I'll be headlining at the Skylark Lounge this Tuesday. 9 o'clock, South Broadway, and I'll be at Wits End Comedy Club. the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 22nd and 23rd. Two shows that Friday, three that Saturday. So come on out. You got anything else, Steve?
Just crazyconfused.blogspot.com. You know,
check that out.
Words for your revolution, you fucking pussies.
Get on that. We'll put a link to that with the next podcast when we put it out.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Crazedandconfused.blogspot. Jesus.
It's the free one.
It is the free one.
Well, it's all free. It's news, right?
Right?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Well, this has been another episode of Young Curmudgeon Radio. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. Make sure to come down to El Churrito, 5-star dive bar. Brunch every Sunday from 10 to 2.
Bar time.
And then open mic comedy every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. For Brad Galley, this has been Stefan Williamson over here.
Yep, this has been me.
Say goodbye, Stefan.
Bye-bye.
Eric Henderson.
That's me.
Say goodbye, Eric.
Goodbye, Eric. That's like a callback because I did it at the beginning.
I know you did. Yeah. People liked it. I've been Brad Galley. Goodbye, everyone. We love you.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye.